The next presentation is going to be by me. The title of my presentation is Tannins Influence Soil Chemical Processes. This picture is taken from, from my research center, which is sometime in October, a few years ago, which is pretty. I won't talk much about tannin chemistry or what type of tannins are, so I'm going to go directly in what tannins in soil. So we know that tannins can enter to the soil either by leaching or by litter decomposition, as Bob just mentioned. But something that got, I guess we do not know is what is the effect of tannins in soils. And if tannin is going to change the chemical processes in soils, more specifically, how do tannins affect the metal mobility and how tannin is going to change or do anything in the soil organic matter dynamics. Let me quote a statement from Club Michael Hayes and co-workers and a chapter from a book in which they say we have tended to underestimate the probable contribution of tannins to soil organic matter and their possible role in the genesis of humic substances. This is a picture of a typical silvopastoral system in West Virginia. And there's something that our lab or research center has to or wants to implement because we have small farmers. When I say small farmers, we're thinking probably about 50 acres or less. Agriculture is not the main source of income. So what we want to do is to implement the income. So basically what we do is to cut some trees and establish a forage or grass of good quality from the nutritional point of view for animals. The only factor that we take into account right now is which tree to cut is by light. How much light is going to let us to have for the grass. However, we don't have done anything about which other species or the species of the tree is going to affect at all the soils in the long term, if it matters at all, start with. Bob mentioned about the teeth from this leaf. So yes, we went and collect some leaves of the in October. And we have the red maple, the tulip poplar. This is not the true poplar. This is from the magnolia family. And we have the white oak. So right now we can see there are some clear differences on the teeth of this on these trees, and we have these species in our systems. So we went further and we did a fluorescence scan of these trees, of these teeth, and sure, we have some difference in fluorescence from the red maple, the yellow poplar, and white oak. So you may say, tannin is going to stick in the soil, and that's it, but also Bob mentioned that tannins or some of this organic or the suborganic carbon is going to go and leach out. And yes, we have a hydrologist in our research in which he did collect samples from a lysimeter from the forest and the silvopastoral system in the pasture. Something I had to say is that these three systems are next to each other. So he did also the fluorescence scan of these waters taken from the lysimeters, and there was, at least from the fluorescence perspective, there was some differences. For your references, we have that here in the E, there's a humic-like substances. D is going to be the humic-like. C is a protein-like, and A and B are your aromatic amino acids. Now let me talk about what we have done. We started this project in our lab probably 3-4 years ago with my colleague Jay Harverson. And we were thinking about what this tan is going to do to our soils if we clear those, we cut these trees. So we start slowly. So basically what we did was to incubate soil from hill-line environments. And more specifically, we went and took soils from the pasture and forest. We add different compounds from catechin, gallic acid, methylgalate, pentagalioglucose, the PGG, tannic acid from fissure, and sorghum tannin. So we did incubate these soils and centrifuge, and decant the supernatant and save it for the analysis, and we add more tannins. We did that 8 times. And what I'm gonna talk more about is the metals right now. Just for information, the PGG was the compound that absorbed the most in our soils, whereas the methylgalate and gallic acid were the compounds that absorbed the least, and the catechin and sorghum tannin were in the middle. What about metals? For calcium, the gallic acid extracted more calcium than the rest of the treatments, followed by tannic acid, methylgalate, and at the end, the other compounds. Unless this is a cumulative extraction of calcium, and that's in milligrams per kilogram of soil. Manganese follows the same trend as calcium, highest for gallic acid, followed by tannic acid, then methylgalate, and then the rest of the treatments. Now, aluminum. This graph for aluminum is so similar also for iron. So, in here we have the methylgalate was the treatment that extracted the most aluminum and iron in our soils, which was kind of a surprise for us. And then they followed the other treatments, and the last, the control of water. How can we explain this? Well, we can try to explain it by two mechanisms. One is going to be a complex formation, especially for metals, which Anne mentioned in her talk. And we know that metals can bind to organic ligands through either hydrogen bonding, coordination, or chelation. And we believe that coordination and chelation are the two mechanisms that are affecting aluminum and iron. The other major mechanism that we think that happened was the redox reactions. Let's talk about more specifically of manganese. We think that manganese was reduced from plus four to plus two by these phenolic compounds, or the tannins, and those compounds were oxidized to form semiquinones or quinones. And we know that redox reactions are very common and are very important in the formation and stabilization of soil organic matter. Semiquinones and quinones can self-polymerize or co-polymerize with other compounds to form humid-like substances. Now let's talk about some soil organic matter. And let's create a little bit of controversy right now. I know that if you extract humic and fulvic acid is just an operational definition, and either you hate it or you love it, but you cannot be in the middle. But just for this presentation, what we did is to go and collect soils from the forest, from the silvo, or what we call a graze, and from the open or pasture. So we collect the soils, and we did this typical sodium hydroxide extractions of these different soils. We did fractionating to humic and fulvic, freeze-dried, and we weighed it. And what we found out is that we have more humic acid into the graze than the forest. Whereas for the fulvic, we have more in the forest than the graze. For the open was in the middle of the forest and graze. Now let's talk about the UV scans of just humic acids. Although they don't say much about this scan, but we can see the forest humic gases are similar, whereas the forest grace humic gases are below here, but also they give the same absorption. And here we had the open or the pasture. We went further and we did a scan, fluorescence scan of these humic gases. And for your convenience, this is a fluorescence of the humic acid standard from the International Humic Substances Society. These two on the top are our forest humic acids from the yellow poplar and from the oak, white oak. So there's some similarities among them. Here we have the open or the pasture, which is somehow similar to the forest, but there's some differences here. Now let's talk about the silvo passoro systems or grace systems, in which they look alike from they look alike to the forest, but also they look alike to the pasture. So we can see there's some transition from the forest to the pasture. Again, this is some research experiments that we have done lately, and we're starting up this project, and we have more, trust me, we have more questions than answers right now. So I'm glad to conclude that tannins can solubilize and mobilize metals in soils, and also the tannins can affect humic substances. All and above, our experiments suggest that tannins will affect processes that ultimately will affect the soil health and water quality. And last but not least, I'm glad to acknowledge a lot of people that help us to do a collection of the soils, the plant samples, and process analyze the samples and the data. Thank you. I'm open for questions.